do you do for, what do you work before?
Before here?
Yeah.
I used to work at a school in Shevigan.
What did you do down there?
I worked with students with development problems, autism, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I got unemployed there.
I can see that you've been, like, in a lot of fights, right?
No.
Yeah, I can see it here.
Yeah.
The lines in the eyes
because I have laser surgery on the eyes to look better. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I have a laser time.
Well, I just need to let you know that the employees here lie a lot.
Okay, Roy.
That I don't know why they have my talk, but I have many complaints because people actually touching me. I told them I don't like to be touched.
Okay.
They touch my hand, so I like that. Yeah, but I mean, they have touched me like more than 60 times.
Okay.
And I have been here just a little bit over a month.
Okay.
You know, they touch my neck.
Okay.
They have touched me like everywhere.
Okay. Are they doing
that? Yes, and I complain. They do actually highly.
Okay.
The director, she herself just touched me like a few days ago.
Okay.
And she has actually touched my hand. And I told her, I don't like to be touched. I mean, how many times I have to tell you
okay.
that I don't like to be touched?
Okay.
And then she said, oh, I'm sorry. But in a way that she didn't like it. The thing is, you have to understand that we are here where there's nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
They refuse to talk to us.
Yeah.
And they play the game. No, I talked to him, but that's not true. They refused to talk to us. And, you know, that could be a problem. There was, like, people to talk here, but there's none. And I have no money. I cannot afford, like, to go to Vincent. I can't. So it's just, like, a lot of games. And, for example, he just talked to me, like, a few weeks ago.
Okay.
My hand. And I told him I don't like it. You know, so they play a lot of games, but they say that we are the problem.
Yeah. I will promise they will respect that. They will never touch you.
Yeah, but just what I'm saying, just be careful because, you know, they lie a lot. They lie a lot. They harass us a lot. They refuse to talk to us. And the thing is, they're supposed to be here to help us, but they don't help us. So, you know, that's the problem. And the thing is, the good employees, what they do is they turn them the other way around. Like, for example, he and the other men that got here, they got lost the other day, or they left. I have no idea what happened. But, I mean, if they know that, you know, they have problems, why do they leave them down there? It's not his problem. It's not their problem. It's the employee's problem. That's very irresponsible what they did to them. And I'm a witness because I was there.
Okay.
You know, if you have someone that drinks, you know, like, there, and that you know that every single time that you leave him alone, he's going to buy a drink, you're going to watch what he does. Well, they don't do that. I've been with him three times. I mean, go with him, but, you know, he does his stuff, and every time he wants a book. Every time, you know, if I was a manager, he's actually been a manager instead of a place, I wouldn't even let him alone. So it's their fault. And they blame him that it's his fault that he buys alcohol. And it's not his employee's fault.
No.
Yeah, people have a dream at me, you know, here. Him. So, this is so you know. And the thing is, I just don't take crap, you know, I have sent just one complaint, but I'm going to send a lot of complaints probably today and prepare me complaints. I'm tired. I'm tired that they're just abusing us and they don't talk to us and just ridiculous. Yeah.
If
the center directory is harassing you, sexually harassing you, that tells you everything that's going on here.
Okay.
I have told them so many times, don't touch me. But you see, the weird thing is I don't see them touching anybody else. That's the funny thing. Like, for example, Anna, she's a lady, she's the youngest lady, she's not here, so you probably won't meet her until next time she comes here, maybe. One of the asylum seekers touched her, and she didn't like it.
No.
You know, yeah, he wrapped his arm around her. And as soon as he comes, she grabbed his hand. Because you know that's the right thing to do. She's right.
Yeah.
But employees tell me, no, that it's right. That, you know, they can touch me. That that's a normal thing here. And that's not true. That's other thing, you know. Poor Musa, he sometimes is left alone, you know, he cannot see. The other day was like 10:30, and he screamed like for 1 hour. And I went out, like, what's going on? Well, they were just like chatting outside, and they were not taking care of him. And I told him.
Musa, turn the air. Okay,
so,
I will help him now.
Yeah, yeah, but that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I don't like. I'm talking to you, and then you leave. You know,
okay.
You can call someone else, and they can take care of him.
But
because if actually you leave me right now,
okay,
I will complain against you, and that will be the first complaint against you, Mark.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Musa is blind.
I know. You can call Musa. You can call somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. I don't want you. You see, that's exactly what's going on, Musa. I'm talking to him, and he's leaving me.
Yeah.
You know, he can do that. That's real. He can call somebody else. There is people in the kitchen.
Can I talk?
Okay.
Yeah, because he is responsible for Musa this time, and he called for him. Mm.
Well, I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Whatever, I'm going to make my complaint.
Yeah.
The first complaint against you.
Okay. Sorry about that.